this was a classic attack where a lone wolf who was not actually a lone wolf struck. The individual in question that is now dead belongs to the wider group of a guy called Anjam Chowdhury, one of the most radical and most dangerous individuals in Europe, not because Mr. Chowdhury himself conducts a lot of violence, but because he is a virtual radicalization machine that had literally hundreds of individuals in his circle. Among these is the one of the attacker today, a couple of days ago, and radicalized those who went to Syria. He was responsible for several foiled plots. So this man really is a living demonstration that hate speech can kill.
What have you learned about how he came to be radicalized by Anjam Chowdhury?
Oh, Anjam Chowdhury has done this for a long, long time, nearly a decade. He was involved with both Al-Mujahirun, a group that is outlawed in Great Britain, as well as Islam for UK, Sharia for UK. Both organizations were groups of individuals that not only planned attacks in Europe and particularly in the UK, but also organized the travel of wannabe jihadis into the conflict zones.
What's your view on how this attack is going to impact the terror fight in London? Because in the UK, and I suppose in Europe, because we were somewhat under the impression that for a good while that the terror curve was headed downward, but it appears as though maybe that's not the case.
Yes, I mean, there was a little bit of a respite, but as we discussed numerous times before, I don't think that the terror threat is significantly lower now that the caliphate has no longer territorial control. ISIS really did always pronounce its intention to continue the fight as a terror network. Now, you have several categories of individuals that need to be watched at the same time. On the one hand, you have your homegrown radicals, among them what is called frustrated travelers, people who wanted to go to Syria but were prevented by the security services from going. Then you have the returnees, i.e. those who fought in Syria and Iraq and now are back home. And then you have this category of individual to which this guy belonged. These are radicals who've already been in prison. So this man had actually served a prison sentence for a foiled attack on the London Stock Exchange and then was released back into the public because his sentence was overturned. So you have all of these groups of individuals that are really quite numerous, both in the UK as also in the rest of Europe. So you do have a lot of individuals who are still highly motivated to conduct a terror attack, even with very simple means, right? I mean, this was a simple, you know, in inverted commas, simple stabbing combined with a mock explosive device that he had on his body, which is essentially then got him killed. So this is something that you have to expect to continue, because definitely if you look at the online activities of ISIL as well as Al-Qaeda, you do not see them letting loose in any way.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler is Senior Director of the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.